Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Special Edition, a weekly look at the issues in the news and the personalities shaping the stories. Special Edition is a production of Intercom Communications.
Welcome to Special Edition. I'm Paula Dagnan. This week, once again, the Medicare deadline is coming up quickly. Some advice from one in the know. We're also going to find out about some holiday concerts that are coming to some locales throughout our area. But first, speaking of the holidays, Intercom's Nikki Stone caught up with two local ladies who are making sure that no one is going to be forgotten this holiday season. Let's find out more about Wreaths Across America.
And with me today, I have Daughters of the American Revolution from the Shawnee Fort, Kathleen Smith and Lorraine Smith. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Now, we're talking about an event that's coming up December 14th. And hearing a lot this year about this project. You've been involved in Wreaths Across America for how many years now?
About three or four. We had our local members give wreaths to Arlington National Cemetery. But this is the first year we're doing it locally in the Valley.
So you used to collect wreaths to send to Arlington.
We never collected them. We actually helped place them.
You would go to Washington, D.C.
Right.
and help place them, but now you've decided to bring it home.
Local. We're bringing it home.
And where are we doing this?
Hanover Green Cemetery in Hanover Township.
So we're looking at our local war veterans who have passed away, buried in the Hanover Green Cemetery, and you're going to try to put wreaths on each of their graves?
As near as we can, yes. Lorraine, how many?
There's over 1,600 veterans at the Hanover Green.
Over 1,600. Do you know how many wreaths you have coming?
As of this morning, about 365. We surpassed our goal.
Okay.
And it's very important that we kept it local for the local men and women who have family here. A lot of the family responses, the community response has been phenomenal.
Was it local people who donated?
Well, maybe we should talk just a second or two about the Wreaths Across America. It actually started over 20 years ago from a wreath company in Maine, the Worcester Wreath Company in Maine. The current owner was 12 years old, and he won a trip to Washington, D.C. He was a paperboy, and he visited Arlington Cemetery, and he was so struck by what he saw, and he realized that the success of the country was in total part of all the sacrifices of our veterans and our family. So his family's wreath company one year had an excess of wreaths, so they made arrangements to get it to Arlington, and it just slowly started taking off. A few years ago, and I'll bet you everyone listening saw this photo, an iconic photo of Arlington with snow and green wreaths with red bows.
I can picture that.
Yes, you can. That went viral, and that really had Wreaths Across America take off. And the Shawnee Fort decided, you know, being that the Daughters of the American Revolution is a corporate sponsor, to keep it local, bring it on home. And the public, as Kathleen said, was great.
So this is happening again on December 14th, right?
Yes.
And what do we need people to do now? You have the wreaths, could donate for future if they want, right?
Next we always year. Accept donations. The cutoff was earlier this week, but we can always accept for future years. We're definitely doing this again. This is our inaugural year, really doing this local, and we're going to keep it going because, like I said, the response has been amazing. We were getting calls up until last night. How do I do this? How do I donate?
So what can they do now? You just want people to come out and see or help you lay the wreaths? That's 300 and some wreaths to lay. That could take a while.
Right. We do have a lot of volunteers, but a lot of the community organizations have helped. We have churches, we have the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the general public, because this is a new experience for a lot of them to have this in their hometown. So please come out, and if you want to help, if you're able to help lay wreaths and place them, absolutely. We just, you know, ask that you pause by the grave, say their name, just so that they're not forgotten.
Why is this important to you, Kathleen?
Because every veteran is important. My whole family, my family has served in each war, each major conflict. back to and including the Revolutionary War. And it doesn't matter if you are big-time general or a private. It's still a sacrifice. It means a great deal to us and to future generations.
Lorraine, do you have anything to add to this?
I would like the motto of REITs Across America is remember, honor, and teach. And what that means is remember the fallen, honor those who serve, and teach the children the value of freedom.
And that's beautiful. Very well said.
I just want to read a quote, but I'd also like to put my phone number out there in case anyone has any questions about directions or the time. It's December 14th at 12 noon. And that's when all across America, the cemeteries are doing it in coordination with one another.
So can you imagine not just being done in Hanover Green at the cemetery on Main Street, but also being done at the same time at Arlington Cemetery in D.C., as well as others across the country? That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
How do they get in contact with you?
My number is 570-704-9809. I'm a member of the Shawnee Ford chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. We're based in Plymouth. This quote really struck me. I just wanted to end with this by Pierre Pleyessens. He was born in 1909. He died in 2003. To be killed in war is not the worst that can happen. To be forgotten is the worst.
And so true. Thank you very much for coming in today. Can we give your phone number out one more time in case anybody didn't get it?
Sure. 570-704-9809.
570-704-9809. All right. Thank you very much to the Daughters of the Revolution, Shawnee Fort, for coming in today and talking about REITs Across America. Noon on December 14th. That's a Saturday. Hanover Green Cemetery, if you'd like to join them.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks again to Nikki Stone for introducing us to Kathleen Smith and Lorraine Smith and how our area is going to be taking part in REITs Across America Saturday, December 14th at noon at the Hanover Green Cemetery. Now don't go away. Coming up, the Medicare deadline on Special Edition. Welcome back to Special Edition. Those insurance deadlines are quickly approaching, and Tina Zukowski is the director of the revenue cycle at the Wright Center for Community Health in Scranton. She has some great tips. Tina, welcome. Likes to have you here as usual, and we're talking healthcare, and this time we're talking Medicare and the enrollment period, which is quickly coming to an end. Where do people start?
First, you need to decide whether you want straight Medicare and a supplemental plan, or you want to go over to the Medicare Advantage plans. You really need to kind of lay out exactly what you're looking for, what your health needs are, what services, and most importantly, what you can afford and what your out-of-pocket is going to be for both of these types of plans. With straight Medicare, you're going to have your out-of-pocket for your deductible and your coinsurance. So it's always good to consider a supplemental plan to pick up those additional out-of-pockets. And it's important when you're looking at supplemental plans to make sure that you don't also have a deductible with that plan as well, or any other out-of-pocket. If you're looking at a Medicare Advantage plan, typically your premiums are usually a little bit lower. However, you're going to have copays. You're going to have deductibles. You could have per diems if you're in the hospital. You could have also skilled if you end up needing to have some therapy in a skilled nursing facility. You're also you may have some out of pocket for some of those days that you're there. So you really need to look at all of this big picture, and it's a lot to absorb, especially for the elderly when they're trying to determine what they can afford and where they are right now financially.
And how would you know? And you don't have a crystal ball to know 6 months from now I might need to be hospitalized.
Exactly. And I always recommend that, you know, right now you may have your health, but 6 months from now you may not. And if that happens, are you going to be able to afford whatever your out-of-pocket is going to be, whether you sign up for straight Medicare with some sort of supplemental, or you go a Medicare Advantage plan and with some of those out-of-pocket expenses?
When we're talking about things like this, and you brought it up, you don't know what's going to happen. Does it also cover things not knowing what's going to happen, like an accident? Or would it have to be something more or less being diagnosed with something such as a cancer or something like that?
It's more medical. Anything related to accidents, if it's auto, that would be something different. If you fell, that's a little different, because if you fell, is it a liability or not? If it's not a liability, it would fall under whichever plan you chose. So that's just a little different in the type of accident and how it happened.
What about as far as a lot of people are, you know, a lot of people may be listening to us online. So we're talking about something that affects the entire country. Yet, if we're in Pennsylvania and then we go to Florida, are there differences in that as well?
There is, and that's a very good point, because we've had some patients come in from Florida with a different plan, and they don't have an out-of-network benefit. So that's another very, very important. I'm glad you brought that up. No matter what type of insurance you're choosing, always look at out-of-network benefits, because you could be on vacation, you know, in Florida or in Disney or even in another state. You want to make sure that if you need to be seen in an emergency room, or God forbid you're admitted, that those will not be out-of-pocket expenses for you. That's a very, very good point.
And along the same lines there, what about things like travel insurance with people who have Medicare or Medicare Advantage? Does that supersede that?
Well, it kind of depends. It's kind of, travel is a little different if maybe you're going out of the country. If you're in the States, it would primarily be your medical insurance. So, it's just very important to consider out-of-network. And it's not even if you're traveling. Think about if you need to go to University of Pennsylvania or another hospital to seek a second opinion. You want to make sure that wherever you're going, even the Mayo Clinic, you want to make sure that you can go there and not have any out-of-pocket.
Wow. So how do you find out about all this? There's so much, and then we're going to talk about the marketplace in a little bit as well.
So it's very important to kind of write everything down, get all the information you can off the internet. From Medicare, CMS has done a great job with putting all of their information out there, what your out-of-pocket is. And a lot of the other insurances have done the same thing. And I'm just going to mention like a Geisinger Gold or a Highmark Medicare Advantage plan. They've all done a great job in laying out what is covered and what is not covered. So what you would really need to do is look at the premiums. Look at what's covered, most importantly. I think I would start with looking at what is covered, what is your out-of-pocket, then drop in the premiums and look at what you can afford at that time. Kind of do like you need to do a full analysis to kind of see what is going to be best for you, fit your budget, fit your health needs, etc. It's a lot. It's a lot for the elderly to entertain and try to make the best decision. Because a lot of people will just look and say, oh, and my grandmother was one of them. Oh, I'm going to choose this plan because the premium is the lowest. Well, that was good. But then when she got sick, we had a lot of out-of-pocket expenses. So you kind of really have to analyze and put everything down on paper and really look at everything. And don't look at your health as of today. Look at it as if, God forbid, something happened. Am I going to be able to afford this plan that I chose? Pocket expenses that from this plan.
Now, Medicare comes around at this period of time, which is coming to an end pretty soon. Mm-hmm. And unless you have certain criteria, you can't change once you make those decisions. So what happens now? There's also the marketplace, and I'm using air quotes with mm-hmm. that. So how does that play into all this?
So the marketplace is a little different. That's for anybody who needs to pick up a commercial insurance, like any other type of insurance, that this is the time to do it if you want to change a current plan you're on, or if you need insurance, now's the time to do it. And there's many different ones out there. Again, it's always good to look at what the plans are out there, what benefits are covered, what your out-of-pocket is going to be. And then also, I've had folks tell me that they've actually called some of the insurance companies, and sometimes they've gotten better premiums talking to the insurance company. So again, you kind of got to look at both sides and kind of make some calls and see where you can get, you know, a reasonable premium and then everything you need to have covered.
And then what about Medicaid? Because that's different than Medicare.
Correct. So Medicaid, so you need to meet certain criteria to sign up for Medicaid. You have to meet income guidelines and certain medical conditions, if warranted, to sign up for Medicaid.
And can you have both, Medicare and Medicaid?
You can have both. Yes, you can. And again, it depends on, you know, your diagnosis and most importantly, your financial income levels. And your local county office can help you with that if you need assistance as far as whether you're eligible. Also, there's other clinics around the area, too, that have certified application counselors that can actually help and sign you up for Medicaid, see if you're eligible. You can do it online, and you can also go to your local office, too.
When we're talking about all this, Tina, I guess people are going through this now. What kind of a rule of thumb would you give folks?
I personally, when I look at an insurance plan, I look at everything that's covered, and I look at what my out-of-pocket's going to be, and I think about if something happens, what am I going to have to pay? And I use that as my base to kind of see where am I going to go. You know, even if I was helping a family member, I would start there and then look at all the plans.
Well, I'm not going to need physical therapy.
You may not now, but if you fall or you trip out, you fall on the ice or, you know, you fall at home and you might need, you know, maybe you hurt your elbow or you hurt your ankle. You might need therapy. How much is it going to cost me out of pocket for physical therapy? Because sometimes you're going to have a copay for your physical therapy every time you go. So those are the kind of things that you have to think about. And I think most importantly, I just want to take a step back to the Medicare piece. With the elderly is the skilled nursing. Is if they have to go in to a skilled nursing facility, you know, Medicare covers so many days, then you have that gap. And that's where you need your coverage. So I always say, please think about that. There is that gap that's not covered. So those are the things you have to think about. Another thing is, you know, if God forbid, if you need, you know, any kind of treatments, whether it's, you know,
radiation.
Sometimes you have a per diem for each radiation treatment. So those are the kind of things you really have to think about and think about your financial status. And if this happens, am I going to be able to afford this?
And this has nothing to do with drugs.
No, that's a whole other.
We'll bring you back again for another day. So before we wrap up, what would you like to leave our listeners today with if they're facing these kind of choices that have to be made?
All I would recommend is to please just sit down and do a complete analysis of what you're looking for, what you can afford, what the services are, what your out-of-pocket is. Because I think if you look at that in its entirety, you won't have to be concerned because you have to wait a whole year to change again. So really think about it and do what's best for you, obviously, but look at the coverage because, God forbid, if something happens, it is what it is for that year.
If you have any questions, you can shoot me an email, preynolds@intercom, ENTERCOM.com, and then I can relay the message to you.
There's lots for folks to think about from now until December 7th and the 15th and really think about.
Thanks again to Tina Zukowski for joining us today. And we'll have Tina back soon to talk more about health insurance here on Special Edition. Now don't go away. What would the holiday season be without music? Local music at that. We're going to find out where, when, and who's doing the entertaining next on Special Edition. Welcome back to Special Edition. We're getting set for Christmas, and Christmas songs are in the air. We're going to now meet Stephen Perillo. He is with Making a Difference Ministries, and he's going to tell us how music and youth are coming together.
Always like to bring new people to Special Edition, and this is the first time I've had the opportunity to catch up with Steve Perillo. Welcome.
Thank you for having me today.
So instead of me telling a little bit about you, why don't you tell us a little bit about you? You're a very diverse guy.
Well, I work with youth. One of my passions is working with youth and also music. I've been a singer-songwriter for over 47 years, playing guitar since I was about six. And I just enjoy writing music that touches people's hearts. And one of the things I found out when you're working with youth, music is a door that opens up a lot of connections. And back in the 80s, I actually worked with youth and started youth choirs. So it came out to be the Wyoming Valley Guitar Choir came out. And we had 46 youth that was actually in this program. And every Sunday we would meet and just part to different churches and actually play different services.
With guitar.
With guitars.
See, now I can remember growing up, which was a long time ago.
Likewise.
and I can remember being one of the first churches that actually had a guitar mass. Nice. Because that was really unheard of at the time when you got away from the organ, when you got away from a piano. And then you also had, as you said, young people who were participating.
Yes.
So how did that reaction, how was that reaction for you?
We had some good reaction. We also had some traditional people who like tradition, but a lot of them like to change. And one of the biggest things people like seeing was the youth up front, you know, coming into the church and being active in the church. And that's part of what you want to do. If you make them part of something, they're going to buy into it. If you just expect them to be part of it, they're not going to do it. So that's why I brought music into the scene of everything.
What way do you go about doing that? Because again, when I think of music, I'm thinking of something that my grandkids will immediately say, oh, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yep.
So where do you get the in-between? Where do you bridge that, Steve?
Well, one thing I try to do is I have the kids write a song, you know, as a group. They'll actually sit down, they'll brainstorm, they'll come up with ideas, and then we'll sit down and we'll tweak the words and then we'll put chords to it. And then we do it at a program or a service or a youth event like a lock-in. And the kids really feel proud about that because of the fact they did it. All I did was help them came along and direct it. So that's what brings them in. And my inspiration is hearing what the kids have in their heart and the passion. And putting that to music really changes a lot of lives.
So where are you doing that? Are you doing that in a conventional form now? Or
yes.
Where? Tell us about that.
Dorison United Methodist Church actually brought me on as a youth director. And I'm working with the youth over there right now. And I'm trying to come up with a community-wide youth group, Dorison's Community Guard. And so it's open to anybody. It's not just Methodist. It's open to any denomination. Our goal is to show kids that they can be part of something no matter what denomination. Break the doors down. Break the walls down. Because no matter where you're at, you still have friends. One of the kids came to the youth group and said, can I bring a friend? And I said, absolutely. And then he brought his friend and he says, oh, this is cool. Can I bring another friend? So in September, we had four kids. We're at 14 now. And it's kind of, and I'm letting it grow on their own because it's their program, not mine. And I told them that it's whatever you make this program is what you make it. I'll help you direct it. I'll help you guide. And I have some really great workers. Pastor Brian had brought four people on, and they are dynamic. Natalie is right up front doing all the paperwork for me and typing things out and getting the word out. And that's what you need. I need major communication between everybody. Can't be one person, because if you're one person, you're going to burn out. So that's why if you designate the different jobs for everybody, that's what makes it work.
And do you have the kids involved in that as well?
Absolutely. There's a core team that every quarter they meet, two adults, two pastoral people, two youth, and two non-people that have people, youth in the church, so that we can have input of what you think we can do for the next quarter that's going to do from service to programming to teaching. So, and it's kind of interesting because the kids love to do service, and you wouldn't think it, but they do. They wanted to go out. We did out of the church, and we went to a nursing home, and they served ice cream. They made sundaes for people. And me doing music, we were going to end, instead of doing with a prayer, I decided, let's do a song that everybody would probably know, and You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, perfect. Love
and
that song.
I started that song, and everybody chimed in, and all the kids were like, wow. They were amazed. And that's what, I think, that's what inspires them, when they see something like that, because what they do makes a difference in their lives.
What ages are you talking?
Fifth grade up.
Oh.
We actually started at fifth grade up.
So that's a pretty big span.
And the church has donated an area. We actually have their own youth center right now. We're going to paint it in January. So, and somebody's already donated a foosball table to us. So Somebody donated a pool table and an air hockey game, but unfortunately, we couldn't get it down the steps. there was an angle which allowed us not to put an 8-foot table down the cellar. But that's okay. Maybe it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, well, that's all right. There's always next time around.
Yeah.
And where is this? In case anyone is listening today, and they are saying, well, that sounds like something that maybe my kids, my grandkids, or if we have kids listening, that they'd like to get. How would they find you?
They can contact me at steve@unitybymusic.org is my email, or they can go to www.unitybymusic.org, or they can go to Dorenson United Methodist Church on Wyoming Avenue in Kingston.
Okay, so that just gives us a little bit of, and we'll have you reiterate that as we go along. So let's talk a little bit more about you now.
Okay.
You, as you mentioned, music is big in your world. It's always been big, and youth has always been big. Where did all this start?
When I was younger, I had a lot of physical problems. I had one eye, so I couldn't go out a lot because I had to wear a patch and all this stuff. So I just one day was watching TV and Elvis Presley was on, and I said, I want to play guitar. And when I was 6 years old, I picked a guitar up. And to me, I called it a gift, because at the age of six, at 7 years old, I was playing guitar, reading and writing music, believe it or not.
Wow.
So, and then I played with a lot of local artists that were, when I was 7, 8 years old, I was playing with an accordion guy called Lefty. And he used to play all these birthday parties and yard parties, and I would tag along with them. And Billy Perugino was another guy. And these guys are like, they were the staples. Like, if you have a party, you want to call these guys, accordion players, ukulele players, mandolin players. And I enjoyed playing. And at the age of 17, I just turned 17, I joined the Krieger Brothers.
Huh?
I was playing with them for about 2.5 years. But the funny thing was, I couldn't go on a cruise because I was underage. But they were a great bunch of guys to work with. And that happened crazy, because I went into their music store, and it was on Pennsylvania, on Penn Ave, on South Main Street. And I'm sitting there, and I'm playing the guitar, and a guy goes, hey, do you know anybody who plays bass, jokingly? And I said, I don't know, but I can probably swing it. So he started playing his music, and I played bass, did chime along with him. He said, do you want to play in the band? So from there, played the bass player.
See, that's what I always tell the young people, is that you never know where an opportunity is going to come up.
Nope,
and you have to be open to that.
Yep.
When you're talking to the young people and you relate, which I'm assuming that you do, you relate these kind of stories to them, what kind of a reaction do you get?
A lot of awe moments.
Yeah.
The kids are like, that can really happen? And I said, listen, you could be used at anything, from music to helping somebody take groceries in. You're personality makes a difference. If you have a great personality, a smile, people will see that in you, and they want to be part of you. But if you're down and you're frowning, nobody wants to be around a person that's got, a frown on their face.
Yeah.
So I just enjoy it. I write music. Like I said, this year I wrote a Christmas CD out, so that's coming out. One of my songs, You Have, and I'm excited about it. And then we have a band called The Followers, which is soon to come out another CD. But it's kind of interesting. I never wrote a CD in a long time, and I wanted to put one out there. And the Christmas CD came out from, believe it or not, WBRE, when I was on the show for 7 years, and I was doing the regular staples. Well, the copyright license changed.
Oh, yes.
So they said last year, after recording 45 minutes of music, we couldn't use it. And I said, why not? And they said, copyright. And they said, well, I have two originals that I redid. One was called Christmas Time, and the other one was What Child Is This? But it was in a reversed version. So they used that. Well, from that, we had people calling us saying, we like your music. So she said, can you come back next year? I said, absolutely, I'll come back. And so I went home that day. I thought to myself, okay, when I go back next year, I'm going to have all original music. So December 17th, I wrote my first song, and then January 3rd, I wrote the seventh song. So it was like, okay, we got all seven songs we need, all
now,
originals.
And that fascinates me. How do people come up with songs? It's just like authors. How do they come up with stories? Do you have a muse? Is it just something that, as you're laying, because I hear the stories,
Oh,
I was laying in bed, and I sat up, and I heard this, and I had to...
It's true.
Is it?
I wrote the one song, In the Air Tonight. You know, there's a feeling in the air. That was written for my wife a couple of years ago. And the reason why I wrote it is because I write wedding music for people. They'll send me their life story, and they'll say, this is how we met, this is how our love grew, this is how it is now we're getting married. I'll take all their stories, and I'll actually write them their wedding music. So they'll have their own personal song for their wedding day. It will never be anybody else's. It's theirs. So I'm sitting with my wife saying, you write everybody else's song. And so I thought to myself, I'm going to make you a Christmas song.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah. So I popped up one day, you know, and I thought to myself, okay, Christmas Eve, I got up. It's like 2 in the morning, sat down and started writing the music. And in the morning, like Christmas Day opened up, and I sat down with my guitar and played it for her and said, Merry Christmas. That was her song.
See, now that just gave me chills. Just got chills for that. Tell us some more about the two CDs that are coming out. Now, you said you have...
I have a solo CD.
Solo CD.
Which we Steve Perrell live with Dave Griffin. He's doing all the backups for me. And then I have The Followers. And one of the songs on there is Baby Boy Child, which actually talks... If you listen to the story, it goes from how the thought of Christmas came to be, how Christmas is, and how Christmas is going to be.
This time of year, the new year's almost here. There's something in the air they call love. There's something in the air they call love. Mary's baby boy child has come. He was born in a lonely stall. Among the animals there was love. Among the animals there was love. Hope you can see the light that shines in me. Hope you can see this thing called love. Hope you can see this thing called love. This king that came to us, born as an infant child, they came from all around to see him. They came from all around to see him. Hope you can see the light that shines in me. Hope you can see this thing called love. Hope you can see this thing called love. Baby boy child came to us. This baby boy child came to us to bring his love, to bring his peace, to bring his love, to bring his peace, to bring his love.
And then one of the other songs is called My Father's Gift. And all our fathers give us something, no matter what. If they're, even if they're mean, believe it or not, they give us something. Because I always tell youth, if times, some kids come to me and see that they struggle with their parents, you know, they're too strict or whatever. I tell them, what do you get out of that? I said, think about it. If you're seeing that your parents are too strict, you can option to be like them or choose to make a different direction and change your lives. So there's a pattern right there. And a lot of times you'll see kids like, I still get calls from my youth group from back in 1979, and they'll say, hey, Pastor Steve, you know, I did this, I did that. One of the kids posted something, I did something on Facebook, and one of the kids says, if it wasn't for you, my life would not be like it is today. And I thought to myself, wow, you never know when it's going to come out. Like, it's just 45 years later.
Yeah.
You know, and you never think that, but it does. You know, they know, you know, and it's a directional thing. I always say, kids say, a lot of people say, oh, we have bad kids. We don't have bad kids. We have misdirected kids. If we can redirect their anger, redirect their positions in life, they're going to turn out okay. We just got to do that.
Now, how do the current kids that you're dealing with now, how do they look at, you have your own CD? Have they been inspired by that?
Actually, it's funny you're asking that. I'm doing a Christmas Eve service, and three of my kids said to me, can I participate? And I have them doing Silent Night, and my son and myself are going to do the later service, and the girl's going to play piano, and we're going to do a classical guitar style with a piano. So the girl is inspired. The other two kids wanted to get involved, so I'm going to put them in there. You know, it's just that's what pulls them in, that connection. You know, music, I said, is going to open every door, no matter how old you are, how young you are. You know, my grandson is not even 2 years old yet, and as soon as I put any kind of music on, he knows he can go right to it. So I've got his first guitar already. He wasn't even born yet.
and see, that's what Grandpa is absolutely supposed to do. And the next thing is you get him a drum set.
No, guitar only.
When we're talking about, and you mentioned that you're Pastor Steve, mm-hmm. and when you're talking to people and you're trying to explain to them how, do you hope that something like this, and I can't say will catch on, because we do have a lot of great youth groups in our area. But again, a lot of times they get to an age and they say, I'm done. Yeah. I'm moving on to something. And how do you compete with all of the electronics?
Well, one of the things is that when I do a lock-in, for example, there is a box. And every kid puts their electronics in this box. They tag it, put it away. And a lot of them, like, oh, I can't do this. I can't pick up my phone. I said, then you can't be here. It's this or that. I said, you know, you're here because you're going to have fun. You're going to learn that you don't need this to have fun. And kind of, some of the kids are reluctant, but then they do it. And by the end of the day, they're like, wow, they met new people. They talked to friends. They're now having a new group they can go to.
Face-to-face?
Face-to-face. Who would ever think it?
You talk to people. Wow.
I force that. One of the wonderful things that we came up with a couple years ago was a puzzle reaction program. Like, we had the CYC lock-in 2 years ago. They donated their facility. That's what I love about working with this. I work with organizations that are willing to work with me. And they donate it. They don't even charge me for it. And that's just amazing. You know, CYC, you know, would say, here, use it. So we had 250 kids at that lock-in. And that night, we had a band that came in. The following day, Casting Crowns played at the Kirby. Well, their opening band, I knew from, because I booked 250-some bands, they came and did a 12 o'clock midnight concert for the kids for free.
Oh.
Can you imagine a big band coming in? They had no clue this was going to happen. And when they had the band, they were like, the band was expiring. They were talking to the kids and everything. So while they were doing that, we set up four different puzzles. And what we did is take two pieces of every puzzle and put it in a different puzzle to see how many kids would communicate to make the puzzle perfect. And it took them about an hour and a half. But one kid realized this is not the same color piece. And went to another puzzle. And then from then, they just start talking. And that's how it worked.
What an icebreaker.
Yes.
That's great. Oh, I'm just fascinated that someone who is so calm after dealing with all these youth. And, you know, you're bringing such a good message. And I think that a lot of people might want to find out more about this. So, again, tell us about the CDs,
okay,
where they're available, or when they will be available, and how people can get in touch with you, because I know you, we were talking before we started today about some of the things that you have coming up in the future. And if you want to mention any of those, that would be great. I know a lot of the things aren't in stone yet.
Yep.
But again, how people would be able to get in touch with you and find out more.
They can call me. My phone number is 570-899-2264. Or they can go to my website, www.unitybymusic.org. Or my email is just Steve, S-T-E-V-E, at unitybymusic.org. One of the big things that I'm going to push, if I can, is May 1st. We're going to have a community-wide lock-in, and every youth group or any youth that would like to participate can call me and sign up. It'll be at Camp Orchard Hill. They also donate to the facility. They have some really cool things. Believe me, they got the big – I don't know if you've ever seen the new thing where you get inside of this big rubber ball. They have that, and believe me, that's a lot of fun. I didn't want to get out.
I want a picture of you.
And they have the wall climbing. They have all kind of bounce houses. They have all kind of stuff that we're going to do. Plus, we're going to have speakers. We're going to have inspirational speakers. They're going to talk. I had an opportunity last month to play with a gospel singer. She's a 10-year tender, and I've never, ever heard Christian gospel done. But the funny thing was, it wasn't so much it was Christian gospel, it was opera. And I'm like, all right, now – Christian gospel I can go with, because I can imagine, like, the Baptist. That's how I figure. But that's not gospel to them. That is Baptist, Southern Baptist. So when I heard it, it was unique. So I said to her, I have no problem. I'll come up and I'll play whatever you need me to do. So she hands me the music, and it's sheets with no chords on it. I'm like, how do I play with this? I'm thinking. So I said, okay, what key you in? And she said, I don't know. So I said, well, come here. So sing the first line of your chord. So she sang it, and I got the chord line, and I played along with it. It was great. Hit notes that I would never, ever think. I was waiting for glass to break.
Wow.
And she had a story that really, really touched everybody that was at that event. And it was amazing how you can have everything in the world. She had everything. She was basically a millionaire. And she would let her husband sign. You know, he was the person that would take care of the paperwork. And, you know, things happen in life. And she signed papers, and she didn't realize what she signed, and he took everything. So she started with nothing over. She was actually in the streets picking garbage to feed her son before she ate. That's how far she went down. But she got the inspiration. She got, you know, the goal to drive again. And now she's speaking and doing this.
Wow.
She's really reaching youth.
And that's going to be May 1st.
That'll be May 1st. And that's going to go from 7 p.m. at night to 8 o'clock in the morning. And you will not sleep, guaranteed. we actually have rappers, a Christian rapper coming in. He's going to be doing a 1 o'clock event. But he also speaks. See, everybody that comes in is going to talk. They're going to give their testimony and how they found that direction. And it's not just about, you know, the Christian music, because it's a lot of it tells a story. And it tells the life story. Like all my music that I write, all have story-based lines to it. There's a purpose why they're written. Like My Child is written because how the journey of, you know, the birth of Christ was. My Father's Gift is what we get from our parents. You know, we can take that story and pass it down. You know, Christmas Feeling in the Air Tonight talks about how love during Christmas time is a warm moment. You know, the warm fireplace, going shopping together, spending time. These are some of the themes that come out of these songs. It's not just like a preachy type song. Mm-hmm. It is a song that can reach your heart. I wrote a song called My Child, actually for my son. He was in college. And we all know in college, a lot of times kids that go to church, they walk away from it. So it wasn't so much I wrote for him, it's for everybody to relate to. And a lot of times I play that, I cannot tell you how many people walk up to me and say, I was there. And it's like, you know, and that song came from experience with my son.
Music is an amazing thing.
It is.
It really is. And what about the CDs?
The CDs, you can contact me as well through the email or Facebook. One is called Steve Earle Solo, and one is called The Followers Christmas Show. A Christmas Whisper is the name of the CD for The Followers. That's another song that I wrote together. And that was kind of interesting because it talks how people that are quiet really are looking for that fellowship and that love, but they're afraid to ask.
And sometimes they're the ones that say the most.
Yes, you're right.
Absolutely.
I have one young gentleman who's real, real quiet in the youth group, and everybody's told me, you know, it's going to be hard to break. And we went to a hayride last month, and we hit it off, and we start talking. So we're going to do some special things together because, you know, it's that directional thing I was talking about. You know, if we can direct and redirect, I don't care how quiet you are, you're going to break through that barrier wall.
Thanks again to Stephen Perillo for joining us and bringing us the information about Making a Difference Ministries. It is the ninth Christmas with a Twist, and if you happen to hear Special Edition on Saturday, they have a program coming up Saturday, December 7th from 7 to 9 p.m., and that's going to be at the Dorenston United Methodist Church in Kingston, sponsored by the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. So if you happen to be going, bring an unwrapped toy for a child, infant to 16 years of age. If you aren't heading there, you can also help out Toys for Tots and Little Eric's Foundation at the Germania Hose Company, again, Saturday, December 7th, from 5 until 10 p.m. They will have music and a donation at the door, a new unwrapped toy, or a $10 donation. Toys for Tots. Thanks for tuning in to Special Edition.
Is someone you love abusing opioid medications? It may not be easy to tell, especially in the early stages of addiction. Perhaps you've noticed changes in your loved one's moods or behavior. People who are addicted to opioids may still hold down jobs and other responsibilities, maintaining the appearance of stability at work and home. Recovery starts with a call. Call 1-800-662-HELP or visit battlingopioids.org.
How do you give hope to a child in the foster care system? It starts with your heart. That tug you feel on yours when you hear that children are waiting for a stable, loving voice to speak up for their best interests. And then it becomes your time. What started out as a feeling that maybe you could make a difference becomes the difference. Change a child's story. There is a child waiting for a volunteer like you.
Learn how you can help at LackawannaCountyCASA.org.
You have the right to feel safe in your home. This includes the right under federal fair housing laws to be free from unwanted sexual conduct. I'm United States Attorney David Freed. The Department of Justice wants you to know that if you have been sexually harassed by a landlord or property manager, a loan officer or housing official, a maintenance worker or security guard, you can do something about it. Contact us at 844-380-6178 or email fairhousing@usdoj.gov. You have rights under the Fair Housing Act. Call 844-380-6178 or email fairhousing@usdoj.gov. Everyone has the right to feel safe at home.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Thanks for listening to Special Edition, a weekly look at the issues in the news and the personalities shaping the stories. A production of Intercom Communications.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.